Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is John. How may I be of assistance?
Hello, John. My name is Sheila Esslinger, and I had a subscribe and save with your company. I canceled that on July the 15th after horrible service. I was referred to you by a doctor that takes and talks about your company, and I intend to tell her this month when I go to her about everything that has transpired today and prior with my orders. I have an email from your company on July the 15th that confirmed my cancellation. And I looked today and I have an email with another order. I've been online or on the phone now for over 30 minutes with Dustin, who talked to a supervisor and said there was no way that they could do anything about the cancellation, I didn't have one, even though I'm looking at the freaking email, and I'm sorry to be rude, but I am so pissed, and I know it's not your fault. I would like an email, a refund immediately, please.
What does your email say as far as who's it from?
Norelply equals OmexHealth.com on behalf of Omex Health. Hi, Sheila. Your Omex subscription and save order has been canceled at your request. Products canceled. Omex Triple Action Probiotic Plus Probiotic Insulin. If you need to create a new subscribe and save subscription, just visit our website at omexhealth.com and click the subscribe and save button on the product page. You want me to keep going?
No, man, that's fine.
And that is dated July the 15th.
Allow me a moment to investigate.
Yeah, and some supervisor named AIYA is the one that said it couldn't be, I couldn't have canceled it. And by the way, the doctor that referred this is in Washington. I see her on video here in New Mexico, and I am going to tell her everything. I'm so pissed.
I certainly apologize for any inconvenience.
And this is not the first time either, by the way. I didn't get my order that I placed the first time for about 6 weeks, so I decided to call, and I got someone who said, I see where UPS dropped it off at the post office, but we never got a confirmation number or a tracking number from them. Must have been a screw-up. I'll send you a complimentary order, which I never got. I didn't call and complain then. I just let it go and canceled the subscription.
And what was the means by which you said you canceled the account, ma'am?
You go into your account on your own on Omex website and cancel it. How can y'all not know this?
I'm asking you directly what yours was just to make sure we're on the same page.
That's what I did. I went into omexhealth.com. Went and signed into my account and canceled the subscription. Would you like me to forward you a copy of your own email?
Oh, allow me one moment, ma'am. I'm getting some assistance to look at this because it's something different.
Will you get me a drink, please? Strawberry?
Bear with me one more moment. I do apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
They're about to be running out.
I'm still investigating. I do see where that call where you had the missing shipment where they offered to send the tracking number and reship one to you.
Yeah, that never happened. Come here and take a picture of this email and also I'm sending it to the bank. And to the doctor. There's taking a picture of the top of where it's from. And here's the letter. Can't get the whole thing on the letterhead. Are you still investigating or?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to try to fix this for you. Do you see where you were charged $47.92?
Today.
Today. We're going to try to get ahead of that and cancel it for you.
And then the questions, care at OMAX Health. There's the bottom of it. You are receiving this email because you made an aid. Because you made or attempted to make a recent purchase on our website. You got the phone number? Okay. Is there a way to get the whole screen where it shows? Can I make it on full screen? And by the way, in case you haven't already know this by our conversation, do not ever, I don't want a subscription ever come in here again.
Absolutely. We're going to refund the $47.92 back to your account. You should see that back in your account. Generally, it takes 3 to 5 business days.
And I know you were you conversating with someone else too? Because I know your name is John, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And
I'm also touching base with Aya as well. She's the account specialist, so we're double checking with her just to make sure that we do everything correctly.
Is there a reference number for our phone call or anything to refer to besides John and Aya? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Allow me one moment, please.
Thank you.
We're going to have that back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
And as I was asking, is there any referral to this conversation? A number or one of your last names or something?
Yes, ma'am. Allow me a moment to make sure we get this done correctly.
Yes, sir.
Let me make sure that we have the cancellation ID for you. Okay, both of them are canceled. I do have your cancellation ID for you to jot down for your records.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be CS and Charlie. 441-1774.
Susan Charlie 441-1774.
That is correct.
Okay. And is there any number for our conversation for the refund or?
We're going to process that to you. So as soon as it processes, it should have an automatic email sent to you.
And yeah, but y'all can't even identify the email I got already, so. That's not much help.
Well, let's see. Is this two different emails? No, it's paint9horse22@q.com.
Correct. That's the only one there is.
Okay. I'll make sure that we get that to you as soon as possible.
And can you give me the initial of your last name or Aya's last name?
She's Aya N.
N as in Nancy?
N as in Nancy, and I'm John V, V as in Victor.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. We apologize for any inconvenience. Of course, we thank you for trying OMAX out as a small business. We sincerely appreciate your business. As always, we want to assist you on your journey to becoming a healthier you, especially during these trying times.
Thank you. Goodbye.